After the executions of Hans and Sophie Scholl and Christoph Probst on February the 22nd, 1943, and additional arrests, Ruth Andreas Friedrich learned about the White Rose resistance in Berlin. What had started out as rumors, 2 days later, however, turned out to be reality when she received 2 leaflets. With the help of Walter Seitz and her daughter Karin, she copied as many of them as she could. Under cover of night, they distributed approximately 250 copies throughout Berlin. One leaflet was smuggled to Switzerland, another one to England via Sweden. Uncle Emil was used as their password, signalizing imminent danger. After the termination of World War II, the Berlin Resistance Group around Ruth Andreas Friedrich, her daughter Karin Friedrich, and Leo Borchardt was given the name Uncle Emil.
Since 1933, the freelance journalist Ruth Andreas Friedrich, together with conductor Leo Borchardt, had anxiously observed the state-operated terror of the National Socialist regime. In 1938, during the pogroms of November 9th, they hid Jewish friends in their apartment. When in 1941 the deportation of the Jewish population began, they assisted the persecuted in going underground. They arranged for accommodation, food and medical supplies, IDs, certificates, and forged documents. Together with like-minded activists, they formed a rescue network. The rescue network, Uncle Emil, remained undiscovered until the end of World War II. In May 1945, Leo Borchardt conducted the first concert by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. 3 weeks later, he was accidentally shot dead at an American military checkpoint. Ruth Andreas Friedrich, together with her daughter Karin, were honored as Righteous Among the Nations at the Israel Yad Vashem Memorial.